time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 88. Tonight, clear with a low of 62. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. A new business will be coming to downtown Fairfield in the coming weeks. Mama Bear's Four Seasons Crafts and More will be opening a shop at the Hub building on 120 East Main Street. The Hub closed at the end of July after 8 years in Fairfield. Chad and Melissa Musgrave are the owners of the incoming business. Mama Bear's Four Seasons Crafts and More is looking for vendors to fill spaces, which it says will be a good opportunity for local crafters, artists, and collectors. Anyone interested in becoming a vendor should call 516-1674 or send a Facebook message to the business for information regarding spaces and monthly rates. The business will also have inventory for sale outside of the vendors, including various crafts, wreaths, and others. The business will have more details about the store, hours, and opening date in the weeks to come, but it would like to be open by the start of the Fall Fun Fest in September. More news next.
Tired of being hot and bothered by all the summer heat? Give me a call at Finley's Refrigeration in Fairfield. Not only will we fix your problems and cool your home or business, but we will save you a lot of money and sweat in the process. We sell the best and service the rest at Finley's Refrigeration Heating and Air. Give us a call at 618-599-9888. That's 618-599-9888. Finley's accepts all major credit cards, checks, and cash.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
In other news, Frontier Community College recently began an initiative to recognize an employee of the quarter, and the college has announced that Tina Young has been honored as the first recipient. Young is a member of the Operations and Maintenance Department, and she was nominated for her hard work and dedication to the college. Employees who nominated Young stated that she goes above and beyond her duties and always does her work with a smile. One employee wrote, "She leaves us with encouragement in the way of cards and notes. She's a great asset to this college and a blessing to have in our lives." FCC says it appreciates Young and all that she does for the campus. 21-year-old Fairfield resident Rodney A. Esmond was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday afternoon. He was picked up from the Jefferson County Jail and transported to Fairfield on a Wayne County warrant for forgery. Esmond was lodged in the jail and held, pending the posting of $520 bond. Nearly 20 people spoke to the McLeansboro City Council yesterday about their opinions on cannabis sales in the city. Most of the residents spoke against the possibility, saying tax money from cannabis is not worth other problems that it could cause. Others said cannabis is a gateway drug and against their morals. Two people spoke in favor of allowing sales, saying the state has already legalized cannabis, so there isn't much more to be done on the matter. They also said it's a person's choice whether or not to buy the product. McLeansboro Mayor Dick Dietz told the people in attendance that the city would have to pass a law, regardless of which path is taken, before the state law takes effect next year. A recent study says a casino in Chicago would not make enough profit under current Illinois law to be worth it. Union Gaming Analytics cited the state's, quote, onerous tax and fee structure on casinos in reporting that an operator could expect a profit of as little as 1%. Similar facilities elsewhere in the state and region could take home 20% or more. The study was financed by the City of Chicago, and it was required by a law that Governor J.B. Pritzker signed in June to substantially expand casino gambling in the state. The revenue generated is expected to help finance a $41.5 billion infrastructure improvement plan. The study noted that a developer would have little interest after paying a $15 million license reconciliation fee, up to $120 million in gambling position fees, and a 33% privilege tax on adjusted gross receipts, in addition to income taxes. The Illinois Gaming Board has 90 days to ask lawmakers to change the terms of the Chicago casino's operation. Mayor Lori Lightfoot said the city plans to pursue the terms change. The Fairfield City Council met last night, and Alderman Ralph Barbary was appointed mayor pro tem in Mayor Brent McGuire's absence. The council then passed a golf cart and side-by-side ordinance that will allow the vehicles on city streets. The ordinance says the vehicles can cross any city street at a 90-degree angle, except 1st and Main and 1st and Delaware, which are state highways. Drivers must be at least 18 years old, and passengers must be at least 8. Fees will include annual registration for $100 and a $50 inspection fee. Police Chief Keith Colclasier will issue a press release when his department is ready to begin the registration and inspection process. Alderman Barbary and Brett Cole voted no on the ordinance. Storm Kolak from HLR Engineering also provided the final engineering report on the flooding issues that have plagued Fairfield in the past few years. The report provided detailed information on hydrologic and hydraulic data. Its executive summary stated, quote, "The ability to restore the reservoir, while a significant undertaking, will provide numerous benefits, including water quality, recreation, and hydraulic and hydrology benefits. It is the preferred and recommended improvement to improve drainage and flooding along Johnson Creek that Fairfield is experiencing." HLR's estimated cost to restore the reservoir is $450,000. Kolak did clarify that the price would not include engineering costs, possible soil issues, or similar issues. Another option the report listed would be to build a bypass that would mimic the results offered by the reservoir. The estimated cost of that project is $2.5 million. In other business, the council approved the seeking of bids on city vehicles that are no longer used. No minimum bid will be required, except for a 1992 Kodiak bucket truck, which will have a $5,000 minimum bid. The council also approved the budget numbers readjustment for TIF. The total budget remains unchanged, and the amendment lays out a plan for the remaining 7 years of TIF. Aldermen then approved a series of agreements and applications. They approved a net metering application for Kiefer Development for the Bobcat Crossing apartment complex. They plan to install several solar panels on the three buildings. An engineering agreement with Hansen Professional Services to develop a master plan for the Fairfield Municipal Airport was also approved. The council then approved a maintenance agreement with Albion Radio Communications for the airport, as well as a street closing request for the FCHS Homecoming Parade on Friday, October 11th. In the public comments portion of the meeting, Fairfield resident Joseph Harrelson addressed the council with concerns about neighbors damaging his property on George Street. In miscellaneous business, Alderman Gary Moore expressed his desire to aggressively pursue the establishment of a municipal court. Alderman Cole stated that the proponents of the Atkinson Forest Project have not received a reply from the city, but they deserve one. This year's Illinois corn crop could be up to 17% smaller than last year's, and soybean production could fall up to 21%, according to a new report from the USDA. That report came out on Monday, as the USDA revised its crop production estimates in light of the year's wet planting season, which was followed by a heat wave last month. Nationally, the USDA projected corn production would fall 14%, with soybean production falling 19%. The agency expects farmers to harvest just over 82 million acres of corn across the nation, up from last year's 81.7 million acres. The yield estimate dropped to 169.5 bushels per acre, down from 176.4 bushels per acre last year. For Illinois, the USDA expects the number of corn acres to fall by only 400,000 acres compared to last year. It projects the yield to fall less than 14%. Those figures would put total production at nearly 2.3 billion bushels, again down nearly 17% from last year's production. Soybean production is expected to fall to nearly 547 million bushels, down from last year's 698.7 million bushels. Illinois Department of Agriculture Director John Sullivan said the numbers were bad, but not as bad as many farmers expected. He also said the corn numbers in particular may surprise a lot of people, as Illinois farmers may not be expecting such high per-acre averages. The city of Fairfield has announced that the closure of Harding Street between Northwest 10th and Northwest 12th and Northwest 10th between West Water and Bryan Streets has been extended until Friday at 7 o'clock a.m. Utility workers originally expected the closure to end at 7 o'clock this morning. The city apologizes for any inconvenience this may cause. The roof of an outbuilding reportedly collapsed shortly after noon yesterday on North 4th Street in Albion. People were tearing down the outbuilding when the roof collapsed on top of them. The Albion Fire Department, Albion Police Department, Edwards County Sheriff's Department, and Edwards County Ambulance responded to the scene to rescue those that were trapped. One individual was flown out by helicopter to an area hospital for treatment of injuries. However, there has not been a report of any serious injury. Mount Erie could have sporadic water service tomorrow and Friday, as water officials say they will be working on water lines. There was no mention of any boil order in association with the work. It was a dry week for Illinois farm fields, as we hear in the weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
There was plenty of time for field work with precipitation about a half inch below normal. Crop statistician Mark Scheusener says 93% of corn is now silking.
Corn in the dough stage reached 42% compared to the five-year average of 76. Just 1% of corn acres have reached the dent stage. The condition of the Illinois corn crop was reported as 21% of acres in very poor to poor condition, 39% fair, and 40% good to excellent, nearly the same as 1 week ago.
80% of soybeans are blooming and 49% are setting pods. 39% of the soybean crop is rated in good to excellent condition. Average statewide topsoil moisture declined to 20% very short, 42% short, 37% adequate, and just 1% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Republican ticket for the 109th state representative seat in March's primary election is starting to fill up. Fairfield pastor Corey Musgrave was the first to announce his candidacy for the position, and Richland County Sheriff Andy Hires announced his run earlier this week. Sandwiched between those announcements was that of Flora resident Stephen Smith, today's guest on the Community Connection. Smith, who has served as the youth pastor at Strong Tower Church in Flora, says the state needs new leadership with a new set of values.
It's not going to happen overnight. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not going to happen overnight. But we need to elect officials in our government that is Bible-based. We need to have people in there that is responsible. We need to have somebody with a business sense in there, or we're not going to get out of this debt. Currently, Illinois has $250 billion in debt. That's outrageous.
Smith says he expects more names to be thrown in the hat on the Republican ticket. Only one Democrat, Louisville's John Spencer, has announced a run at this point. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Grandpa!
Hey, kiddo! I hear you're turning 7. What would you like for your birthday?
I want a bouncy castle, a popcorn machine, cotton candy, the Easter Bunny, chicken fingers, and a baby brother.
The Easter Bunny, huh? No problem.
Really?
parties, celebrations, and event of all sizes. They have you covered. Tables, chairs, tents, and bounce houses. See how easy it is to bring your event to life. Hunter Landscape and Rentals, 302-1438.
Are you interested in a full-time job with great benefits? Champion Laboratories in Albion is hiring to fill fork truck, machine setup, and assembly positions. Champion offers a competitive wage with pay increases, paid weekly, and benefits, including insurance, paid holidays, vacation, and 401k. Champion has a variety of opportunities for you to personally grow and advance. If you are willing to work any shift and have an interest in a full-time job with great benefits, you are encouraged to apply today at Champion Laboratories in Albion. Champion Laboratories in Albion is an equal opportunity employer. Currently in Fairfield, it's 86. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,556, down 724 points. The NASDAQ is at 7,780, down 235. September crude oil is at $54.16. That is down $2.94. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 70-year-old Reinerd resident Rex Smith died on Sunday at his home. He was a lifelong farmhand. Rex Smith is survived by his mother, Hazel Smith of Reinerd, one sister, Peggy Dickey of Lincoln, Nebraska, three nieces, one nephew, one great-niece, six great-nephews, and numerous cousins. Funeral services for Rex Smith will be held on Thursday, tomorrow, at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. to service time. Burial will follow at the Sisney Cemetery. Memorials may be given to Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church or Clay County Hospice, and they will be accepted at the funeral home. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home of Sisney is in charge of arrangements. 91-year-old McLeansboro resident Anna Lee Owen died at 1 o'clock a.m. on Monday at Willowbrook in Effingham. She was a member of the First General Baptist Church in McLeansboro. Anna Lee Owen is survived by two sons, Bruce Owen of Effingham and Mickey Owen of McLeansboro, one sister, May Cook of El Dorado, two brothers, Joe Unthank and Don Unthank, both of El Dorado, six grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, and two great-great-grandchildren. Visitation for Anna Lee Owen will be held from 9 to 11 a.m. on Friday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Funeral services will follow at 11. Burial will be in Lindale Cemetery in El Dorado. Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 98-year-old McLeansboro resident Mabel D. Rush died Sunday evening at Hamilton Memorial Nursing Home. She was a member of the Springerton Christian Church. Mabel Rush is survived by her son, Ron Rush, daughters May Becker and Rebecca Rush, nine grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, eight great-great-grandchildren, and her sister, Louise Fortier. Funeral services for Mabel Rush will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday at the Springerton Christian Church. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will be in Springerton Cemetery. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield is in charge of arrangements. 94-year-old Jeff resident Martha L. Beck died at 1 o'clock p.m. on Sunday at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She worked in housekeeping at the hospital for over 30 years. Martha Beck is survived by a son, Harold Beck of Fairfield, daughter Linda Lisman of Fairfield, 9 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Martha Beck will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Friday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from noon until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the donor's choice, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, mostly sunny skies and a high of 88. Clear skies tonight with a low of 62 and partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 82. Outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Cloudy on Friday, Friday's high 85 with a low of 70. Partly sunny on Saturday, Saturday's high will be around 90 with a low of 70. And partly sunny skies on Sunday, Sunday's high will be around 85 with an overnight low of 68.
You're listening to WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. We'd like to report that the City of Fairfield has announced that work on Harding Street has been completed and the road is now open. Utility crews were able to complete the job on site. Again, the City of Fairfield has announced that work on Harding Street has been completed and the road is now open. Utility crews were able to complete the job on site. So Harding Street is now open for traffic, as again, the job has been completed on site.